In Utah, we're used to temples, and we're not alone. Temples factor prominently in the lives of Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs, and a number of other religions across the globe. As part of our Believer series, KUER's Lee Hale talks with a Hindu refugee who came to Salt Lake City from Nepal, from one land of temples to another.
Generations before him, Gyanyu Dulal's family came from Nepal to settle areas in South Bhutan, a landlocked country just east of India, a predominantly Buddhist country too. But Dulal and his family have always been Hindu.
Hinduism is strictly not a religion, it is kind of a way of life.
Much of Dulal's spiritual observance he sees simply as the way he interacts with others, being respectful and kind and honest. His faith was also central to his childhood community, literally. There was a temple in the center of the neighborhood that served a few different purposes.
A school for people to learn about the religion, a place of worship, meditation, and a place to gather and then celebrate.
They may have been a minority, but Dulal grew up in a vibrant and healthy community. A lot of farmers who own land, including his family, living in peace with their Buddhist neighbors to the north.
Everything was so well till 1985, and the government of Bhutan brought a new policy, what they call a one people, one nation policy.
That one people, one nation policy, that meant that Dulal's Hindu community was expected to conform to Bhutanese culture rather than their Nepalese roots, meaning they were no longer allowed to learn or speak their native language. They had to dress differently. And, worst of all, they weren't allowed to practice their religion. For those who opposed this new policy, there were consequences.
They started looting. They started raping the girls. Many of those who were arrested, we do not know where they are, but many were turned back dead.
It's no wonder that some of Dulal's neighbors gave in. Rather than endure that kind of torment, they began saying, yes.
Will you follow our religion? Yes. Will you speak our language? Yes. Will you eat a cow? Yes. Eating a cow, killing a cow is really against Hinduism. Cow is the mother goddess. We worship cow. That was one of the things that they would say.
Do that was you? Like a line in the sand for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes. And then those who said yes, they stayed.
Those who said no and opposed the Bhutanese government, they had to leave. Nearly 110,000 people, including Dulal and his family. He was 21 at the time. They left everything they owned, the country they knew, because preserving their faith and their culture was more important. They traveled for days through India and eventually arrived in Nepal, the land of their ancestors. So, in a way, they were arriving back home, but this time as refugees.
So there was some cultural acceptance.
Some cultural acceptance, yes. So Nepalese people around in the village, we went begging, they supported us, they helped us. So we were able to survive.
You were begging?
Yes.
You went from owning animals,
yep,
and having property and having, mm-hmm, money, mm-hmm, to begging.
Yes.
With time, the conditions improved, slightly. Family groups of eight or so were given small bamboo huts to live in. Foreign aid helped with food. And this is how Dulal lived for 18 years. And then, in 2008, he and his family were given the opportunity to resettle to a strange place with an even stranger name.
Salt Lake City, Utah. I have never heard that in my life. Nobody has. The few places that I've heard that I have heard was like Chicago, Texas, California, all those places. But then Utah was kind of, I don't know where it was, what it was. Even we were not able to pronounce the word Utah.
He had mixed emotions when he arrived. Although conditions were not ideal in Nepal, he had come to see that place as his home. Everything in Utah felt different. Well, almost everything.
Salt Lake is unique because this is a community built around a temple,
mm-hmm,
right? So was there a little bit of familiarity there to the fact that people were religious and that they really were observant? Was that comforting
to
you?
That was comforting to me. Basically, when I was in Nepal, Nepal is there are so many temples. It is also called the land of temples and gods and goddesses.
Of course, temples in Nepal and Utah serve different purposes. But Dulal was relieved that he found himself in a place where the idea of temples really meant something. And now his mission is to build one. He and other Bhutanese refugees have established a small and tight-knit community, not too unlike the one he grew up in. But it's missing that crucial cultural and spiritual center, a temple. So in 5 or so years, he hopes they can build one. And here's something that surprised me. It won't just be a Hindu temple. It will be open to all, especially Buddhists, the faith of those who once drove him from his home. Lee Hale, KUER News.